It's time. It's time for high school basketball right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Form Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Form Recovery Internet Radio. Send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Form Recovery Internet Radio.
Welcome to Blackford High School, where our Lady Indians will be taking on the Lady Bruins. And the JV game just concluded here a few minutes ago, and the Indians came in second, we'll call it, 36-32, close game. They were behind early, and then late in the second half, but early in the game, and then kind of came back and made it pretty close and made a good run at it at the end, but just came up just slightly short. 36-32, the final, Lady Bruins over our Lady Indians in the JV contest. So, again, we're playing at Blackford High School, and it's the girls' game tonight. Things we have coming up Thursday, girls will be playing at home against the Delta St. John's Blue Jays, Lady Blue Jays, and we'll be simulcasting probably Rob Weaver, but it will be simulcasting WPGW for that one. And then on Friday, the boys will be playing at Delta St. John's, and that'll be our Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. That'll be the boys' first MAC game. And then Saturday, the boys will play at Crestview, and that will be a WPGW simulcast. So all those, make sure you're tuned in and listening, unless you're one of those few that are allowed to get to the game. Also, this game can be watched. And what you need to do is go to IHSAATV.org. I think I put on Facebook, I left out the TV, IHSAATV.org. I'm pretty sure I left that on the off of the Facebook post. And then go under affiliates. Then go to Blackford Sports Network, and they're about the third, fourth, fifth one on the list. So, and it's a $10 per game subscription to watch. So you want to grab a few people and pool a little money and all sit down and watch the game together. They do have audio with it, and it'll be probably skewed a little bit toward Blackford, but at least you'll be able to watch it, or you could turn that down and try to coordinate it with our audio. So I'll be joined in a little bit here by Susie Fortkamp, and Joe Kanapke is going to be helping her out tonight. So we'll be getting together with them here pretty shortly. We'll be coming up here shortly, and I think in just a minute or two here we'll be going to a break, and then we'll hear from our head coach Holly Gann about her thoughts on this and a few other things. So let's take a quick break, and then we'll be back with head coach Holly Gann here in just a minute.
Street Market has some great deals to help you save money now through December 10th. Christmas and New Year's are coming, and you can find everything you need for your family's festivities. Great deals on their fresh meat, fresh fruits and vegetables, frozen and canned fruits and vegetables, pies, and lots more. And while you're there, be sure to pick up one of their famous cheese balls. And their party trays are always a big hit. Meat and cheese, fruit, vegetable, cookies and candy, sandwiches and more. Just be sure to order at least 48 hours ahead of time. An Eckrich Virginia brand ham is on sale for just $5.49 a pound. And be sure to grab some of their great store-made cream chicken for just $4.99 a pound. Barbecue pork for $5.99 a pound. And their cooked roast beef is just $6.99 a pound. Shop local and save money at Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, the number one selling subcompact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
We're here with Fort Recovery Girls head coach Holly Gann, and we're at Blackford High School against the Lady Bruins tonight. What are your thoughts on tonight's game and anything else you want to throw in?
It's going to be a good one. So Blackford doesn't really technically have a big right now, so we are just going to match up with them. They're real fast, and it's going to be a faster paced game than what we saw on Saturday. They're going to make us try to play fast, and we're going to see what our composure in the open court looks like, and hopefully we make some more shots than what we did on Saturday. We shot 24%, so we're going to have to shoot a little better than that, obviously. I think the win tonight, and yeah, it's an athletic team, and obviously it's a growing program, so you're going to see some freshmen on the floor, and it's small team, so they got 12 girls in their program, so you're going to see some of the same girls that are playing in JV right now playing in varsity contest as well.
So yeah, we didn't shoot very well on Saturday, but I thought we had some really good shots that just wouldn't go, and it was a little frustrating for me as a fan. But we have Delphus coming up on Thursday. What are your thoughts on how that's going to go?
Again, we are kind of one game at a time. We're hitting that stretch where we play a lot of close ones. So focusing on Blackford, obviously, for tonight, but looking ahead for Delphus. Last year we went to the Vatican. They held the ball on us. So I have a feeling he's going to have something up his sleeve again. We're thinking we're going to probably see a zone. He played zone against Coldwater, and so we're going to, again, just be able to prepare, and more importantly, we're just going to have to go out and play. Not overthink everything and just go play our game and worry about the things we can worry about, and what they choose to do, we'll just have to respond to that.
That's great, and we've been talking with Coach Holly Gann on the Wing Street Market pregame show. We'll be back right after this from Hastings Auto Sales.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the winter weather rolling in, don't forget to stop by and have your windshield wipers replaced. Also, with the Christmas right around the corner, get that hard-to-buy-for person a gift certificate for a full detail at Hastings Auto. This includes wash, wax, interior shampoo, and your engine degree. Give us a call at 419-375-4617 here at Hastings Auto Sales in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technology seat lift chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. And in December, we're offering up to 15% off seat lift chairs. So let our experienced customer service specialists assist you in choosing the perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
We're back at Blackford High School, where the Lady Indians will be taking on the Lady Bruins here in a few minutes. And I'll be joined in a little bit by Joe Kanapke and Susie Fortkamp. And that way you won't have to listen to me very much, because I am not good at talking about the basketball game. I can say good shot and all that stuff, but that's about the limits of my abilities. We'll talk a little bit, maybe, and Susie and Joe might talk a little bit about last Saturday's game against Jay County. I thought we played them fairly well, but they were way up on us. We couldn't make a shot. We were getting good shots. We took very few bad shots. They probably outplayed us some, but not like it was looking. I mean, we were down, I think, 14 points in the fourth quarter and made a furious comeback and came up pretty close, but just came up a little bit short. So Again, not an MAC game, so does it matter? Yeah, because we want to play really well against those good teams, and that is a very good team that Jake County has this year. And my understanding is this is a pretty decent Blackford team, although they are short on players. They only have, as Coach Gann said in the pregame show, they only have maybe 12 girls in the whole JV and varsity, so a little short. But I think they play pretty well. They play in a decent conference. They're doing well in their league and so forth. They're doing a good job here at Blackford, and this is a pretty neat gym. Several of our fans have been over to see Luke Brown play for the boys. I'm pretty sure that's not going to happen this year. Nobody can get a ticket for any game, so a very sparse crowd here tonight, as prescribed by their IHSAA, the state of Indiana, and the Blackford athletic department. So not a lot of people here, but that's not because there isn't any interest. And again, they are doing a video. It will be video, and I think they are on the air now. If you go to IHSAATV.org, go under affiliates and go to Blackford Sports Network, and you'll find it there. It's $10 to watch the game, so get a few people together and pool your money and watch the game. But it's less than the price of two tickets, and you get to see it. So we're going to take a little break here. I'm not sure how they're going to do the national anthem here. They may be getting ready to do it shortly. They're doing announcements. So we're going to take our break here for the national anthem, and it may be a little longer than some of them. So be back in just a little bit.
Street Market has some great deals to help you save money now through December 10th. Christmas and New Year's are coming, and you can find everything you need for your family's festivities. Great deals on their fresh meat, fresh fruits and vegetables, frozen and canned fruits and vegetables, pies, and lots more. And while you're there, be sure to pick up one of their famous cheese balls. And their party trays are always a big hit. Meat and cheese, fruit, vegetable, cookies and candy, sandwiches and more. Just be sure to order at least 48 hours ahead of time. An Eckrich Virginia brand ham is on sale for just $5.49 a pound. And be sure to grab some of their great store-made cream chicken for just $4.99 a pound. Barbecue pork for $5.99 a pound. And their cooked roast beef is just $6.99 a pound. Shop local and save money at Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more. If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
This is Joanne Glenster from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
We are back here at Blackford High School. Welcome back. And I'm being joined by Susie and Joe, and they're doing the introductions now. Kind of threw me off a little bit. We did the Pledge of Allegiance instead of the National Anthem, so I wasn't sure exactly how long this was going to take. So we're back, and Susie, I guess we're getting ready for the Tin Cupboard tip-off. What do we know about this team, and what are you thinking here? It'll work a lot better if I turn your microphone on.
I don't know a whole lot, but you know, our starters tonight for Fort Recovery is Paige Forkamp, Kara Wendell, Allie Vaughn, Brenna Holman, and Hope Wendell. And for Blackford is Olivia Leese, Olivia Waters, Brianna Strobel, Macy Cagle, and Grace Simmons. So the tribe is without Whitley Ramble tonight. So we'll see how we do without our middle tonight. So Paige Forkamp up for the jump for the Indians. Kiki tracks it down in the corner.
Blackford, I believe they're 6-2 on the season.
So a tough team. I know the Waters girl is that Mitch's daughter or niece? Mitch Waters runs Jay County.
Oh, no, it's Mitch's daughter.
Daughter,
his
okay.
His son is the coach.
Oh, his son's a coach, okay. For the Indians, Forkamp puts a 10-foot jumper in for the first points of the game, so Indians up 2-0.
Blackford's leading scorers on the year, Olivia Leese, number two. She averages 17 points a game.
Wow. Looks like Kiki's chasing her down out there on the court, so hopefully it keeps a...
Waters is averaging 12. And number five, Brianna Strobel, she's averaging 9. So they're putting some points on
the
board.
Yes, they are. Scoring a lot. So it looks like Forkamp's got the duties of Waters, taking on Waters, but she drives to the bucket and she gets fouled. That'll be a two-shot foul.
I believe they called it on Paige.
Yes, they did.
Yeah, that'd be her first, team's first.
Paige, Forkamp. That's her first foul, team first for the Indians. Waters at the line to shoot two. First one's up and good.
Number three, Liv Waters.
I think she's only sophomore, I believe, right?
Yeah, all three leading scorers are sophomores. Well,
they're going to have a good team for a while.
Yes.
Second one up and no good, and Hope Wendell with the rebound. Good box out and rebound. Should have maybe had an over-the-back foul on that play, but Hope was able to rip it down.
Move the ball against this team. We're going to do something.
I think so, too.
Nice drive.
Yeah, nice drive and bucket for Allie Vaughn. Yeah, it looks like they're doing a little bit of a press, and we broke that real easy. So hopefully we can continue to handle the ball like that tonight.
Actually, in the JV game where we lost by 4, but we were down 13, they did a lot of pressing, and that put us back in the game. Oh, got to have a good pass.
Yeah, a little bit of a struggle in the backcourt there for the Indians.
Nice.
Nice pass by Allie Vaughn down to Hope Wendell, and Hope up and scores for two. Nice play by the Indians. Good ball movement.
Indians will go back into their press. Give them a little bit of their own medicine here.
Yep. Ball goes back to Waters. She's out the top of the key.
You don't see too many 5'11" point guards
no.
in basketball.
No, you don't. Shot from the shot from the corner is no good. Rebound up and fought out, and that ball's going to stay down here underneath.
That spun all the way around the rim and came out. Yeah. I was sure it was going to go in. I didn't see any way it wouldn't go in.
6-1 Indians up with 6:01 left here in the first quarter. Blackford struggling to get it in. Steal by Allie Vaughn.
Go, Allie.
All the way, Allie.
Look at the numbers.
Allie passes
nice.
It off to Paige. Up. Oh, misses the shot. It's a good play. Oh, my goodness. And they called a foul on Paige on that rebound.
Foul 2 on Paige.
Pretty handsy there.
Yeah, well.
Pretty easy.
On our end, they kind of went over the back on one of the rebounds. Mm-hmm. Didn't call anything. And Paige bumped her a little bit after she already got the rebound. And they called that. They could have very easily let that one go.
So 5:53 left to go here in the first quarter. Indians up 6-1. Mara Pearson in the lineup.
Definitely
in the first quarter Fowler Mechanical scoreboard.
Definitely looking for Walters to take the ball up. None of the other ones want anything to do with it, do they?
Yeah, they
do. Looks
that's like
it. Hope. Nice.
Hope comes out and in the three-point shot on Waters. She's up, misses that. Blackford with the rebound, moving the ball around to the key, up the top of the key. Waters.
Nice move.
Yeah, nice move. Step back three. misses, but Blackford picks up the rebound, offensive rebound, in trouble in the corner. Looks to me like they have a lot of movement out the top of the key.
They
do. Not much going on underneath the bucket.
Yeah, I think they shoot a lot of threes. Our defense is going to have to make sure we get the long rebounds like that one.
Yep.
Nice job.
Another shot up by Waters is off the mark. Kiki with the rebound. Indians pushing up the court. Brenna Holman down to Alley in the corner. Knocked out of bounds by Blackford.
Yeah, that was Blackford's Brianna Strobel, like we had spoke before. She's averaging 9 a game. These three sophomores, I think they play more ball than just school ball together.
I would imagine.
Yes.
That's throwing in a lot of points in a high school girls game.
Yes.
To be able to average that much. Inbound passes knocked out by Blackford.
If this game has a fast pace to it, does that favor us or does it make much difference?
I think it depends on how we are handling the ball more
exactly.
than anything.
Yeah.
And the foul situation.
You're exactly right.
Yeah.
Oh, take that, Brenna. Pull the trigger. There it is. One time.
Kiki for three, and that's good. Kiki drains a three from the corner. That puts the Indians up 9-1 on our Fowler Mechanical first quarter scoreboard. Blackford wants to take a timeout. We'll be right back.
Hey, boys and girls. Santa will be in his house in Fort Recovery every Saturday from 11 to 1 until Christmas. And he'll also be there every Thursday evening, 6 to 8, for Mom and Dad to take you to see Santa before Christmas. The Girl Scouts have done a great job of decorating his house in Van Trees Park, and Santa will be there to visit with all the girls and boys in the Fort Recovery area. Evening hours are 6 to 8 p.m. on Thursdays through December 17th, and he'll be there every Saturday from 11 to 1 through December 19th. Stop by to see Santa in Van Trees Park this year. He'd love to see you there.
We're back here at Blackford High School, where the Lady Indians are taking on Blackford Bruins. And Indians are up 9-1 here in the first quarter with 4:52 left on the play clock. Blackford just took a timeout, first timeout of the game. So we're hitting some shots, Joe.
Yes,
not like
we are.
We were missed so many on Saturday. I don't know what we ended up with shooting percentage on Saturday. It wasn't good.
It's amazing. The games that I've seen for the varsity, when they come out strong, they look strong usually the whole game.
Yep.
Holly said in the pregame show it's 24%.
Yeah, ugly. Jeez.
I would say bad shots we took were about 2%.
Yeah, we didn't take many bad shots, just nothing would fall. So. Oh, that's a cheesy call. So I got a foul on either Mara or Key.
I'd say Mara.
Yep. Got a foul on Mara Pearson, her first.
Team's third
foul. That was a ticky-tack fouling in there, too. So.
Well, even in and I know everywhere you go, every region's a little different, but even in the first game, it seemed like if we had position, it didn't matter if the girl pulling the ball fell down, we got the call.
Yep.
That's it. Brenna,
we got Brenna Holman with the steal. Coast to coast. Brenna, put it in. Oh, a nice block by Waters on the shot. So good steal by Brenna.
Brenna did a good job. She got a ball fake a little bit there, I think.
Yeah, she knocked the Waters, knocked that away, and that's a pretty good shot, but
yeah,
got it knocked away.
Nice play by Waters. Oh. Indians get the ball into Hope, and looks like we got a jump ball. So that'll be a turnover on the Indians. Ball go over to Blackford.
I haven't been keeping track of turnovers, but I think that is our first.
I think that seems to be our first. So Blackford's bringing
the ball
up.
I think we had 8, and we hadn't finished the first quarter on Saturday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yep.
Jay County is a tough team, though. You can't take anything away from Jay County.
They're tough. They're very good. Yes.
Very athletic, very long.
Yep.
Very well coached.
Yeah, very, very disciplined.
Got to move your feet.
So.
Come on, girls.
Waters up with another shot in the paint, and that one goes.
I think that's
our first bucket.
I think we mentioned before the game with Jay County that he had just gotten his 350th.
Oh, wow.
Another turnover. Indians break the press, but Hope tries to pass it down to Brennan and gets stolen away. Waters brings the ball down the court. She loses it. Brennan picks it up. Indians back down the court. Kiki brings it down.
Got numbers.
Passes it off to Allie. Yep.
Stroke
3-point.
Yeah.
That's good. 3-point basket by Allie Vaughn. Puts Indy at 12-3 on Fowler Mechanical first quarter scoreboard. 3:28 left here to go in the first quarter.
Unofficially, the Indians are winning the turnover battle. I got Blackford with 4, Fort Recovery with just 2.
Okay.
Oh, that's a double dribble.
Yep, but stolen by the Indians.
Come on, Mara, take
Mara
your time.
Pearson down the court and puts it in. 2 points for Mara, steal in a bucket. 14-3, Indians up. Full court press has given Blackford a little bit of headaches here. Don't foul.
Carry.
Yeah, she carried. Blackford got away with the carry, but she's gonna call, they're going to call Brennan with a bump on the sideline. So
that's Brenna's first, team's fourth.
I think it's a common factor from the JV game into this game. Lots of fouls on the Indians.
Grace Guggenbiller is going to check in for Hope Wendell.
Blackford's got the ball out on the sidelines here, and they get it in. 14-3 with 2:57 left to go in this first quarter. Three-pointer up for Blackford is no good. That's got it. Oh, my goodness. Giving that ball back to Blackford. Wow.
So that was almost I can't. I need to behave.
Needed to be an over-the-back call, which wasn't called. And then
she
out on Blackford wasn't called. So Blackford ends up with the ball. Yep. So.
Oh, that's all right. They're going to let them play because right there, use your numbers. Come on, girls.
Turnover by Blackford on a block shot. Indians down on the corner. Kiki in the corner gets it into Alley. Oh, they knock it away.
That's good defense. Yep. Good defense by 15.
Yep. Turnover for the Indians. Blackford brings it back down the court. Out at the top of the key. Working the ball around the three-point arch. Oh, she's popping one up. No good.
A freshman there. Number 10's a freshman for them.
Allie Vaughn with the rebound. Brings it up the court. Off the key. Back to Allie. Allie for three. Yes! Three-point basket, Allie Vaughn. That's her eighth point on the night. Puts the Indians up 17-3 here in the first quarter. 2:01 left to play.
Seems like Blackford's trying to run their press breaker. It doesn't matter if somebody's there or not.
Right. Yep.
Walk.
Oh, she walked. She got away with the walk. Oh, they threw it back at her, threw it off her head, and then she walked again. And now they called it. Called the second travel on her. So turnover for Blackford.
I think that was enough's enough.
Yeah.
I'll have to call one sometime.
Yeah.
I'd say our Lady Indians got them shook a little bit. They're number one and number two, or number one and number three scorers really haven't made anything towards the hoop yet tonight.
Nope. They've only got one basket so far with 1 2-point basket and one free throw. So Indians are slowing them down a little bit. So Fort Recovery's got the ball down the top key. Alley drives. Kicks it to Mara.
Nice.
Ball fake by Brenna. Nice pass from Brenna Holman out down to Allie Vaughn for the bucket. That's 10 points for Allie. That was a good ball movement there. Nice pass by Brenna Holman. Indians up 19-3. 1:22 left in the first in the Fowler Mechanical first quarter.
You watch Brenna play. She's just got a lot of good game knowledge.
Yes, she
knows
does.
What's happening before it happens.
And she knows what she's supposed to be doing. Turnover by Blackford. Mars bringing the ball down the court, and she gets fouled. So that'll be the first foul called on Blackford with 1:09 left here in the first quarter. That ball will be taken out on the sideline. Hope Wendell back in the lineup for Mara Pearson.
Looks Allie will take the ball out, kick at the key. Blackford's going back underneath their hoop, and three or four girls got their hands on their hips already.
Yes, they do. Yeah, they look like they're struggling a little bit. Kiki with the ball. Kicks it over to Allie Vaughn. On the right side, she dribbles, drives, out to Hope. Back up the top, the key to Grace Guggenbiller. She pops one.
Ooh.
No good. A rebound, Kiki. Kiki, nice move by Kiki. Puts it back up. It doesn't go. And loose ball. And
oh, my.
A foul on Allie Vaughn. Wow.
Yeah. Careful, Allie. These guys bite back.
Yep. That's the first foul on Allie. 15 foul for the Indians.
You have to give that as a turnover.
Yep. 19-3, Indians up 51-7 left here in this first Fowler Mechanical first quarter. Indians still in a full court press. Blackford breaks it, passed down underneath the bucket. Shot up and no good. Indians pick up the rebound. Out to Allie. Indians pushing the ball up court.
Nice.
Over to Hope. Out to Brenna. Back up to the top of Key to Key. To Key up. Looks like we're going to try to shot. 30 seconds left on this Fowler Mechanical first quarter scoreboard.
Lady Indians are really filling their lanes well, coming down, beating that press out. They're spreading Blackford out and getting their shot.
Yep. They're moving the ball really well and seeing the open looks. And down to Allie. Allie puts it down to Hope.
Come on, Hope.
Hope up with the shot and gets a foul called. Good job, Hope. Good ball movement again. Nice pass from Allie and nice cut by Hope to get open there. So.
And Hope was using her left hand and powering up, keeping the girl between her so she couldn't block it.
Yep. So Hope will be at the line to shoot two with 9.4 seconds left here in the first quarter. First one's up and no good. Just off the rim. Hope will get a second shot at it here.
We'd mentioned a little bit, but the JV game did go to Blackford. They won by four.
It's a good game.
It was. Lady Indians were down 13 at one time, and they came all the way back. So that was a nice job. They had some fight in them.
Hope gets the second free throw. Puts the Indians up 20-3.
Grab a board.
Shot by Blackford is off the mark. So at the end of the Fowler Mechanical first quarter, Indians up 20-3. We'll be right back.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
We're back here at Blackford High School here where the Lady Indians have taken a 20-3 lead after the first quarter. Scores in the first quarter were led by Allie Vaughn with 10 points in that quarter. Kira Wendell with 3, Hope Wendell with 3, Mara Pearson with 2, and Paige Forkamp with 2. So the Indians come out and shooting much better than they did on Saturday. Blackford's full court press, and we're having no trouble whatsoever beating that press.
Now, as we were talking, they're really filling their lanes, making good passes, and getting easy looks.
Out on the court here to start the second quarter for the Indians is Vaughn, Brenna Holman, Kira Wendell, Hope Wendell, and Grace Guggenbiller. Vaughn, nice move by Allie Vaughn to the baseline, crossover, and she puts it in, puts another bucket in.
The Indians stay in their tight defense. They're man-to-man on this. They got out of their 1-2-2 zone.
Allie puts her 12th point of the night in. She's having a nice evening tonight on her shot. Making some nice moves to the bucket. That's spreading the defense out. Shot for the Blackford two-point basket is up and good. 22-5 for the Indians on the Fort Camp Excavating second quarter scoreboard.
So Blackford's still staying in it.
Yep. Ball's over to Kiki. Down to Grace for 2. That shot's up and no good. Ooh. And going to have a foul. I'm sure it's on the Indians.
Hope. I bet they call it on Hope. If it is. 30, yeah. I got that. Hope as
nope,
her
4. That's on Grace Guggenbiller.
Oh.
Yep. There's so that foul was on Grace. That's a 6th foul on the Indians. So Blackford will be shooting 1-1 here on the next foul. We've got 7 minutes, 11 seconds yet here in the second quarter.
Really only one Indian any kind of foul trouble. Paige has 2.
She had 2 with, like, 5 minutes left to go in the first quarter. So.
It might have been 7 minutes.
It might have been 7 minutes. Yeah, you're right.
It was a little ticky-tacky there.
It was, yep. So Blackford gets the ball down the court, puts it underneath the bucket. Hope with some nice defense there. Back out the top of the key.
They're making them work on every pass.
Yes, they are. And it looked like we got them rattled a little bit on their offense. Doesn't quite look like they're comfortable. Blackford's not comfortable running this type of an offense. So Brenna almost with a steal, and then Kiki picks the ball off. Nice defense by the Indians.
Look up, look up.
Kiki looked up to Allie Vaughn. Nice pass. Beautiful play. Kiki with the assist down to Allie for another bucket. 14 points for Allie as the Indians are up 24-5.
Now, I would, Mara is on Waters, and Mara has the athleticism to stay with her, and she's going to learn a lot by just guarding her.
Yeah, exactly.
In all honesty, to be able to move her feet and keep with her.
Yep. And Waters has some excellent ball handling skills behind the back and
24.
Crossovers.
Foul on the
rim,
number 25.
So
there was a foul on that play for Blackford.
Yeah, that was on Savannah Morris. That's her second.
Yeah, it looks like her second fall. Oh, the Indians full court press by Blackford, and they threw the ball away. So that's a turnover for Fort Recovery.
And Vaughn right away goes up to the freshman and helps her out, calms her down a little bit. Nice job by the senior.
Yeah. Good senior leadership, which we have a lot of this year with our 5 seniors. We've played a lot of ball together and a lot of different sports together, so good kids.
Yes.
Step back 3 for Blackford is off the mark. Allie Vaughn with the ball, with the rebound. Gets it out to Brenna Holman. Pushes it down the court. Up for 2. No good. And fight for the rebound. Blackford gets it. Push the ball down the court. Allie Vaughn's the only one back. And that layup is up and good for Blackford.
Tournament number 15, Mason Cagle.
So 24-7 here in the Fort Camp excavating second quarter. Indians push the ball up. Kiki down to Hope. Back out to Kiki into Mara. And they strip the ball away. But that will be out of bounds on Blackford.
Mara did a really good job there. She's just got to learn as she gets older. Don't bring the ball down.
Down. Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. That's the danger zone when you get to be playing at this kind of a fast-paced level.
Nice
inbound pass from Kiki to Hope, but she misses the bucket. But she'd like to have that one back.
Yes, exactly. I think she rushed herself just a little bit.
Yep. Fort Camp back in the lineup for the Indians, replacing Pearson. Indians up 24-7 with 5:34 left to go on the Fort Camp excavating second quarter scoreboard. Indians are still full court pressure.
I think Paige, with her athleticism, if she just plays back a little bit and gives her trouble, it'll be nice.
Yeah, yep. Waters with the ball.
But Waters isn't silly. She knows Paige has two fouls on her,
too. Yes, she does. Drive to the bucket for Blackford. Underneath, shot up is good. Wow. Little left-handed hook. Two-point basket.
We're beaten to them even trying to set up.
Yep. Nice play by the Indians. Good ball. Movement. Allie Vaughn to the hoops. No good.
And on the rebound. Sandwich over there.
And I don't know what they're calling on the rebound.
I think they're waiting for the last girl to get up.
Hope got it.
I said Faith. Hope.
Yep. That foul is on Blackford.
Grace Simmons.
So,
Grace Simmons, is that what they say?
Fourth foul on Blackford. So, not in a one-on-one situation yet. So, the Indians will take the ball out underneath the bucket. Kiki will trigger it in. Indians set up, get the ball into Fort Camp in the corner, back out to Brenna at the top of the key, push it back down to Fort Camp in the corner for three. In and out.
Careful.
Blackford with the rebound. We're going to push it up the court.
Turn around, girls.
Yep. Stop ball. Waters is going to do a step back three, but picked it up and decided not to shoot it. Blackford moving the ball around.
Watch your counters.
Indians playing some good defense here.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
really good defense. Down in the corner on the baseline. And, just about a turnover. Waters with the ball. Shot.
Walk.
She walks.
Yeah,
yep.
Turnover.
Good defense by the Indians there. Turnover for Blackford.
Unofficially, turnover number 6 for Blackford.
She likes to use that little forearm to get herself a little bit of space there.
Yeah.
But if it works, it works.
And they've been calling it kind of tight.
Yep.
But now they're loosening up. We'll see.
Indians.
See, this is where they all converge on one ball handler, and then we flip it down.
Yep. Three Blackford defenders converges on the one ball handler coming down on the full court press. Vaughn with a three-point shot up and no good. And on the rebound.
Rebound. They gave that to us.
Yep. Knocked out of bounds, and we'll stay with the Indians. So Fort Recovery will take it out in the corner.
We got to mention
Kiki. Triggered in.
Kiki right now is playing defense against their number one, averaging 17 points a game, and today she has 0.
Yes.
No, she's got 2. I didn't see her make that bucket.
Which one was she?
Number 2.
Number 2. She did that left-handed hook shot underneath the bucket. That's
right.
She got. So we got a full timeout for the Indians here. Indians up 24-9 with 4:12 left here in this Fort Camp second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Timeout. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
We're back. Indians took a full timeout here in the second quarter with 4:12 left, up 24-9.
Yeah, the Indians are actually getting outscored this quarter, 6-4. It was 20-3 at the end of the first quarter, so we're almost 4 minutes into it, and the scoring slowed down a lot. I think the biggest reason is we didn't make some of those shots that we were making in the first quarter.
And we had some open shots underneath the bucket. We just couldn't quite get to fall. So we're taking some good shots, good looks. Nothing rushed or anything like that. So
no, they're playing well.
Yeah, Holly should be happy with the shot selection and all that. Kiki to trigger the ball out underneath the bucket. Gets it into Fort Camp. Over to Brenna at the top of the key. Swing it around key to Allie. Out to Paige for 3.
One time.
Ooh, in and out. Allie Vaughn with the rebound. And back. Oh, but she got blocked. Hope with the rebound. Back up, no good. And Indians track. Kiki tracks the ball down. So nice hustle by the Indians. Paige tried to get it down into Hope. Oh, she got it. Put it in, Hope. Oh, yes. Nice play by Hope. Way to muscle it in there. So Hope went to go shoot that there and got fouled. So she'll get the line to shoot, too.
I love Hope's aggressiveness.
Yep.
She gets the ball, and she just puts it
up. She's strong.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if there's people hanging on her arm or not.
Mm-hmm. Nope, she went right up.
This will be her third attempt at the free throw line tonight. She's 1 for 2 so far. This one is up and good. So 25-9, Indians up. Although they didn't give us a point.
Yeah, Bubba will take care of that. He's sitting back. He's not at the scorer's table for social distancing reasons.
Short,
but
short.
Second one's up and good.
Shooters
roll. So she gets them both. That puts the Indians up 26-9.
Yeah, Bubba doesn't miss any of that. Yep.
Grace Guggenbiller in the lineup now for Hope. She's going to take a little breather.
Indians still picking the ball up all the ways up the court. Indians in a man-to-man defense here. Waters with the ball. Nice pick. She got away with a walk there, but
I thought he was going to get that.
Yeah, he almost had a steal there. I think, again, Blackford's struggling a little bit with our defense here.
Running their offense.
Oh, wow. Kind of a wild three by Waters.
Kiara blocked.
Kiara got pulled down from behind.
She was pushing him back, so somebody pulled her, and the ball just bounced on the floor a couple times.
So
right under the basket.
Blackford with the rebound. Waters in for a shot. No good. Another hammer down that pulled Alley down to the floor. No call there. Another wild shot up. No good. Blackford with the rebound. Oh, my goodness, and he called that on.
Yeah. I don't know. There's three people there, and I don't think any
sure
of them got her.
On. Yeah, that was.
I think they called it on. We'll wait and see here.
Yep. Alley. That'll be Alley's second foul.
On the Indians, number 24, Alley Vaughn.
So that's the seventh foul. I don't know if he called that on the floor.
Yeah,
he
said
called on the floor. Okay, 1-1 here.
Right.
So that's Alley's second foul. So we've got a couple girls with two fouls here. So 2:58 here in the Fort Camp excavating second quarter. First shot up.
Oh.
That free throw's up and no good, but rebound by Blackford.
That was a hard rebound to grab, too.
Another shot from the side is off the mark. Guggenbiller with the rebound.
I will tell you, there are Blackford girls hitting the turf quite often, though.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I don't know if it's a strength difference or just balance, but they are playing somewhat.
I say they have the green light to shoot because they're not afraid to shoot. I guess you can't average a bunch of points like that if you're not shooting the ball. So the Indians are kind of running a little bit of a stall offense here. Looks like they're pulling the ball out.
Blackford's went into a 3-2 defense.
Yep.
They were playing a 1-2-2. Now they're dropping out.
Yep. Alley Vaughn with a drive to the bucket, and that ball's good. That shot's good.
Nice.
Left-handed layup by Alley Vaughn, so that is her 16th point.
And a wise move by the sophomore to say, hey, I want to tie my shoe.
Yeah.
I'm serious. Look at them. They're old. You know, they got their hands on their hips, right? Two's got her hand on her hips.
Yeah, yep.
Olivia Lease, I believe.
Mar Pearson back in the lineup for the Indians, replacing Alley Vaughn to get herself a little bit of a break here. 2:11 left here in this second quarter. Indians up 28-9. Fort Camp excavating scoreboard.
Oh,
nice job by Brenna Holman. Good defense by Brenna with a steal. Indians pick up a steal.
Got to push on her
team. Pushes it down the court. Looks like they're maybe in a man-to-man.
There it is. Oh.
Nice pass from Key down to Grace. She struggled handling it. Tried to put a shot up, got it blocked, but that ball will stay with the Indians underneath the bucket. So Kiki will trigger that in underneath the bucket. We have Kiki, Paige, Grace, Mara, and Brennan in the lineup for the Indians.
So Coach is doing a nice job getting some of the girls a breather, too,
yep.
So that way they do stay fresh.
Yep.
Because the quicker we are, the better we're going to look.
Absolutely. You know, I always say our offense feeds off of our defense. So we play some tough defense, and that takes a lot out of you when they play as hard as they do.
Now Blackford's went to a man-to-man defense here.
138
left. So it'll be interesting what we do.
Kiki with a drive to the bucket.
I think
pass it back out the page. Go ahead.
Nothing against Blagger. I just think there's multiple girls on our side that's going to be able to take it to the hole.
Yep.
One pick. We just have the athleticism.
Mm-hmm. Right now, we're just kind of pulling the ball out, maybe working the clock here a little bit in this second quarter. That was a foul. Foul on Waters. That was her first foul, the 16th foul for Blackford. Indians have the ball out on the sideline with 1:30 left to go.
Key will get the ball in.
Triggered it in. Paige takes a seat, and I believe Hope came back in.
Yeah,
yep, Hope came back in the lineup.
Yep.
Kiki with a dribble back out to Brenna Holman, back over to Grace in the corner, and she stepped out of bounds.
That's turnover Indians. Turnover number six on the night, unofficially.
All of our numbers are unofficial.
Very unofficial.
But close.
But close.
We'll
yeah.
say close.
Give or take 5 or 6.
Give or take, yeah. Within the 20 to 50% range, right? So Blackford triggers it in from the sideline, bring the ball down the court. Kiki picks the ball up in the top of the key. Brenna Holman with some nice defense. That's a wild shot by Blackford. Didn't go, but they did pick the ball up on the offensive rebound. And there's a foul called on the Indians on that shot.
Have to look at the ref here. Who they're calling
sure who
that
on
30? Hope.
That's
on. Indians number 30. Hope Wendell.
That's Hope's first foul, I believe.
So I got her for one.
Eighth foul for the Indians. So, Allie Vaughn will be back in the lineup for Grace Guggenbiller. We have 1:03 left here in the second quarter, and Lisa's shooting at the line for Blackford at the Hull Brothers free throw line, and her free throw is up and good.
Lisa, left-hander.
Yep.
Southpaw throwing it up there.
She can dribble the ball really well.
Yes.
She's got a nice shot, too.
She does.
That's her first point of the night, I think.
Oh.
That
nice
ball
box.
Is off the mark. Mara with a nice box out. Allie Vaughn picks the ball up, dribbles it down to Brenna from in the corner. Pulls it back out. I think we're going to take the last shot here.
Brenna, pull the trigger.
Yeah, I was going to too, but
we're in go mode though. Yeah. We were used to it.
Pulling the ball out here. Wait, taking some time off the clock. Kiki at the top, the key back to Brenna.
Now they move back into a zone.
Oh, Kiki with a drive to the bucket. And nice move. She blew by her man. And nice left-handed layup by Kiki.
They just cleared them out there, pulled our ladies out, and it was one-on-one.
So the Indians up 30-10 here with 25 seconds left on the clock. Lees drives it down, kicks it out, back to the middle, out for a three-pointer, and that is no good. Rebound, Brenna Holman. Indians are going to push it up the court with 12 seconds left to go. Kiki with the ball. Down
numbers.
To Hope. Oh, threw it away. Yeah, we had numbers.
We did have numbers. We were just out hustling.
Yep, yeah. So Grace Guggenbiller will come back in for Allie Vaughn with 8 seconds left here in the second quarter. Try to save that foul, that third foul.
Allie's having a great game. I just don't know if they have anybody can have stick with her defense when they go man-to-man.
Right.
Oh,
Blackford triggered
Grace.
The ball in. Grace tipped it away. Down to Mara Pearson. Up and good.
Absolutely.
It's Mara's fourth point of the night. Puts the Indians up 32-10. Oh, we almost got another one. Stole the ball off the inbound pass, but time ran out here in the second quarter. So on a Fort Camp Excavating second quarter scoreboard, the Indians will go into halftime with a lead of 32-10. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians!
The Friends of the Fort Recovery Public Library would like to invite the public to view the 16th annual Fort Festival of Trees now through December 30th. Each year, businesses, organizations, and families decorate Christmas trees or wreaths that are displayed at the library. Listening to Christmas music while viewing the trees and wreaths, visitors vote for their favorite entry. Votes are then tallied to see which tree will win the People's Choice Award. The entry with the most votes wins the title of People's Choice Award, and the name of the organization or family will be engraved on a plaque that remains at the library. This beloved family tradition is enjoyed by patrons of all ages. Following the governor's guidelines, you will need to wear your mask and observe social distancing to keep our community safe. Stop by to see the beautiful display now through December 30th during regular library hours.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier. Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, we're back here at halftime at Blackford High School, where the Indians are up 32-10 at halftime on the Cooper Farms halftime show.
Yes, upcoming games. We've got on Thursday night, the girls host Delphi St. John's, and that'll be WPGW simulcast. On Friday night, boys at Delphi St. John's, FRR, Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. That's a boys' first MAC game. And then Saturday night, it's a weekend doubleheader for the boys. They're up at Crestview, and Crestview is always a solid basketball team. There's probably still a handful of Etzlers up there.
Yeah, they have a 6'8 one, I believe, that's a senior that's committed to somewhere.
Is it Miami?
I believe
one
so.
One of those as their boys going to Ohio State, and one's going to Miami.
Actually, I think the one that's still there is going to Ohio State.
Okay.
The one that's graduated, I think I saw him on TV playing against Wright State this past weekend.
Yes.
So he's at Miami.
Miami.
Right.
Yep. So
that is also a WPGW simulcast game. So the Indians will be on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night this upcoming weekend.
Yep. Girls on Thursday, boys on Friday, Saturday, and should be a good one. So, you know, it's going to be a pretty interesting weekend. Let's take a little break here, and we'll come back and maybe we'll run through some of the stats and so forth. So be back in just a minute.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Has a doctor or healthcare provider prescribed IV treatment for you or a loved one? Kalp Pharmacy can help bring a small part of hospital-level care to your home by providing intravenous medications that have been compounded sterilely in our clean room. We also coordinate insurance verifications, on-call support from pharmacists, clinical monitoring, and reporting to the healthcare providers. So call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 800-686-2314 for IV home-based treatment. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Welcome back. We're back here at Blackford High School with the Cooper Farms halftime show. The Indians are up 32-10. I got some scoring stats here, and Joe maybe has a few rebounds or something like that. So for the Indians, leading the Indians is Allie Vaughn with 16 points. She's having a really nice game, doing a lot of driving to the bucket and finding the open holes, making some good passes. Hope Wendell with 5 points. Kira Wendell with 5 points. Mara Pearson with 4, and Paige Forkamp with 2. So I think the Indians are seeing their passing lanes well. They're moving off the ball well, taking some good shots, and drawing a few fouls underneath the bucket. Hope drew a couple fouls on Blackford, so it was good to see that.
Yeah, I think Coach Gaines has done a real good job of scouting Blackford. Our girls seem to be in the lane when they know their offense as well as Blackford does.
Mm-hmm.
And because of our athleticism, we're beating them to the ball and getting the turnovers. And speaking of the turnovers, I got Blackford with 12 and our Lady Indians with 6. So that's doing a lot better than Saturday night or Saturday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And even speaking that, Indians with 32 points already in the first half. I think they may have finished Saturday with around 34. So the girls are playing.
That's right.
Yeah, in the ballpark of it.
And even though we physically sort of miss Whitley, we are not missing her on the court, really, I guess. I love watching her play, but we're doing fine without her, so don't get too excited, Whitley. You'll get your job back when you come back. But Hope went in there, and she played strong.
Mm-hmm.
Grace went in there from time to time. It's not killing us not to have Whitley on the mm-hmm. court, which is really good, because there will be some games if we're missing one of our starters or one of our top 5, 6, 7, 8 players. It can be a problem. And we are doing a lot more subbing than we had been. So,
and Blackford doesn't have a lot of height. Like Jay County was big across the board.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a kind of an advantage for us here, especially since we don't have Witt tonight.
Yep. So what are you thinking for the second half? Same old, or try something different, or
I think
keep pressing, or back off the press?
I'd say we're going to play, and use the old expression, play it by ear. I'm interested to see what kind of changes Blackford makes, because I think they're a good ball team.
Yes.
And I think we just got them completely out of their game. I mean, if they got three girls averaging double figures, that means they're, you know, as a team, they're probably scoring 50 points a game.
Yeah.
Right? So we've got them to where either, and 6-2, they've got eight games under their belts already. Yeah. That's a pretty big deal.
They're obviously noticeably better than the 20-4 score at the end of the first quarter.
Yes.
They're throwing up a lot of shots. A lot of their shots are not good shots right now. I think they're trying to, you know, make some shots off of some areas that aren't there. But we can credit that to our defense. We do have a very smothering defense that we've been known to have for the last few years. So Holly does a nice job of drilling that in our girls' head.
I think Holly's going to tell them, you do not let up.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, the whole goal for you ladies right now is make sure you don't play the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
I mean, go attacking and aggressive like that and get right after him, because we know these girls, they're going to start hitting some shots.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep. So let's take a break, and we'll come back, and we'll get into the Fort Recovery Insurance third quarter back in just a little bit with more action.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. With the winter weather rolling in, don't forget to stop by and have your windshield wipers replaced. Also, with the Christmas right around the corner, get that hard-to-buy-for person a gift certificate for a full detail at Hastings Auto. This includes wash, wax, interior shampoo, and your engine degree. Give us a call at 419-375-4617 here at Hastings Auto Sales in historic Ford Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
Power and versatility, the Kubota M7 tractor is built for hay and forage work. Up to 168 horsepower, superior loader lift capacity, easy-to-use controls, all-day comfort, and your choice of a 30x15 semi-power shift or Kubota variable transmission. The M7 tractor, built right, built ready. Talk to your hometown Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
We're back. We're back at Blackford High School. Just finished up the Cooper Farms halftime show here. The Indians, again, are up 32-10 here to start this third quarter. I believe the Indians will have the basketball.
It should be Blackford.
Looks like it's Blackford's ball here to start the third quarter. Right. On the court for the Indians is Fort Camp, Kira Wendell, Allie Vaughn, Hope Wendell, and Brenna Holman to start us off. All five seniors out on the court.
Looks like Blackford's got the same starters also. Olivia Lease, Liv Waters, Brenna Strobel, Macy Gagel, and Grace Simmons.
Nice steal by Kiki. Poked the ball away.
Oh, that's it,
Paige. Gets it over to Paige. Picks it up. Gets it back to Kiki across the line. Good ball movement by the Indians there to keep them from stealing.
I think that's the fall. Hit it, Paige.
Three-pointer for Paige Forkant from the corner, and that's good. That's her first three-point bucket of the night.
She missed a couple earlier, but they were very good shots. She'll be making a bunch of those.
She got a pretty stroke.
Yes.
She really lets it fly. Nice. Good rotation on the ball. There you go, Paige. Good D.
Get the ball underneath the bucket, and that's going to be a foul on Brenna on the shot. That's only Brenna's first foul, I think. That's her first foul of the night for Brenna. So that'll put Grace Simmons at the line to shoot, too.
That's her second.
That's Brenna's second. Okay.
I was thinking it was her second, but last year she would already had three or four. By now she has improved her defense and a little less reaching, more foot movement, and that type of thing.
Yeah, I was going to mention footwork. Yep. Footwork, you could really see her work it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's one thing I think these seniors have really come leaps and bounds with their defensive footwork.
Being in the right spot at the right time.
And being very pesky.
Oh,
turnover by the Indians. Kiki got pushed over. And Waters drives to the bucket. And they're going to give a blocking foul on Allie Vaughn.
I believe that might
That's Allie's third.
Yep. Yeah, should be her third.
Kiki a little slow to get up. Maybe tweaked an ankle or something like that. She kind of got shoved a little bit over there, but no call.
Yeah. Key's tough as leather.
She is tough. Waters at the line, shoot two. First one's up and good. So puts Indians up 35-13. She's shooting at the Hall Brothers foul line. She'll have another one to go. That's her. That one's up and good. So it's 35-14 Indians. That's Waters' fifth point of the night.
Got to take advantage of them over pursuing.
Yep.
That's what
they're doing.
They're very over pursuing. We'll get layups here.
Knocked out of bounds by Blackford on the Blackford's. I got a full court press going on here for the Indians. Vaughn taking the ball out. Gets it down to Kiki.
Now they drop into a man.
Yep. Kiki gets it across the timeline. It's the ball over to Brenna. Passes it down to Paige.
That could have been
a little bit of a bobble.
Travel. Yeah.
Down to Allie in the the paint. Nice pass to Hope. Couldn't quite handle it. Turned the ball over for the Indians. Blackford coming down the court. Ooh, Paige got her hand on that one. That was a walk. Yes. Yep. She traveled.
There we go.
Yep. Paige got a hand on that ball. Knocked it back to her, and she traveled when she picked it up. So.
I don't even think you could have called that a Euro step.
So Indians still up 35-14 here on the Fort Kirby Insurance third quarter scoreboard with 6:51 left to play. Blackford still in their full court press. Kiki brings it across the timeline.
Now they've stopped their trap. They're just staying man, almost like the pest.
We beat them on that trap really easily in that first half, so that's a change that they've made here to start
the
third quarter.
Defense that they're running, ball movements, everything. There's a
nice ball movement by the Indians.
Yep.
Great pass by Brenna over to Kiki, and Kiki hits a three-pointer for the Indians.
Wide open in the corner.
Yep, that's Kiki's eighth point of the night. Nice play. Nice ball movement. Waters with the ball.
Flip up on Paige.
Nope, don't get it.
Oh, that's
no call on that one. Paige picks up the ball on a wild shot by Waters. May have gotten fouled on that one. Ball over to Fort Camp for three. And
got
she
it.
Hit it. Hit it.
Yes, sir.
Paige's eighth point of the night. Indians up 41-14 here on the Fort Camp.
She was directly between us and the basket, and that was beautiful going in.
It was, wasn't it?
Timeout by Blackford. Indians up 41-14 with 5:52 left to go here in the Fort Kirby Insurance third quarter scoreboard. We'll be right back.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Welcome back to Blackford High School here, where Lady Indians are taking on Blackford Bruins in the third quarter here with 5:52 left to go on the Fort Campbell Insurance third quarter scoreboard. The Indians up 41-14.
Fort Campbell Insurance, is Brian getting in a new thing, or is that you?
Well, we do patronize
you guys
Fort Campbell Insurance quite well, so.
you guys do have plenty of free time.
Yeah.
Pick up another job.
Do that on Sunday evenings.
Yeah. This third quarter, the Indians have outscored Blackford 9-4 so far, and the Indians have scored all 9 points on 3 three-pointers so far.
You know, Blackford's a young team, a freshman, three sophomores, a mix that 15's a junior. I believe that's Gable. But 20's a senior. See, that's a nice look.
Oh, nice steal by the Indians. Pass down the court by Blackford. Paige got a hand on it, knocked it over to Hope.
Another pass.
Fort Camp. Oh, man, she got hammered. Picked the ball back up. Back out to run out on a three-point line, and timeout by the Indians. Looks like she's taking a full timeout.
Yes. Seeing once again, they're overcommitting on their defense. They got two doubling up over here. We make two quick passes, and we got a layup or a wide-open jumper.
Yep.
Well, we'll be back right after this with more of the Fort Kirby Insurance third quarter.
Hi, this is Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Planning for your family's future is important. At Fort Recovery Insurance, we're here to make sure you have the coverage when the unexpected happens. That's why Fort Recovery Insurance Agency can help you find the right insurance coverage to fit your family's needs and budget. Today is the day to bring your family into the fort and make sure they're protected. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call 888-375-4181.
We're back here at Blackford High School. Indians triggering the ball out after a timeout.
Tipped
around. Allie picks up the loose ball. Back out to Paige. Back out to Key. Blackford's back in their man-to-man defense. Nice drive by Key. Key to the basket. Just a little strong. And Blackford with the rebound.
Key is so fast.
Just about stole it. Yeah, she is quick. Quick hands. Allie with a steal. Ahead.
This is going to be a pass or a layup.
Over to Hope. Up and in. Nice bucket by Hope, an assist by Allie.
I love how Hope goes strong all the time.
That's her seventh point of the night for Hope. 43-14, Indians up with 4:55 left to go on the Fort Recovery Insurance third quarter scoreboard. Indians in their traditional man-to-man defense. Wild shot thrown up by Blackford. That's an air ball. And that ball will come down to Kiki. Yep, another turnover by Blackford. Kiki ahead to Allie Vaughn.
Yeah.
And she traveled. Yep. Picked up her.
Moved it. She knew it,
picked
too.
Picked up her foot. Yep. Grace Kugenbiller comes back in the lineup for Hope. Hope's having a nice game tonight. So.
Back in the lineup for the Bruins.
Hope takes a seat for a breather. Indians are kind of having a, not a full court press, but they're just picking up their man.
Blackford's bringing in another freshman. Freshman 31, Sydney Morris, has seen a lot of JV time.
Nice pass on underneath the bucket for Blackford.
Brennan gets four.
Brennan with a foul on the shot.
Three fouls. That's
Brennan's third foul, yep.
Yeah.
So that'll put
that foul on the Indians, number 10.
Macy Cagle at the line to shoot two for at the Hull Brothers foul line. She has 2 points on the night. That first one is up and good.
Indians with three fouls this half.
She'll get her second attempt here. And that second one is up and gets the bounce. That goes in.
So, nice shooter's roll.
Yep. 43-16. Indians up. Full court press yet by Blackford.
Pass.
Indians break
pass.
It. Fort Camp over to Vaughn. Outside to Grace. Back up top to Brenna. She drives to the hole. Oh, nice.
Nice.
Nice move by Brenna, but she missed it. And on the rebound is going to be another foul on the Indians. I'm not sure who that's going on.
Either one is going to be their third or their fourth foul, Paige or Brenna.
24. That's on Allie.
Oh, it's on Allie.
That's Allie's fourth foul. It was either going to be on Brenna or Allie on that one, I think. And they got Allie on that one.
Hate to see her get her fourth foul, but every sub that we've put in has done very well with their role. So I'm not upset about that, I guess.
So Allie takes a seat with her fourth foul, and she's got 16 points on the night for us. Blackford with the ball underneath the bucket. Mara Pearson in the lineup for the Indians, taking Allie's spot. Blackford moving the ball around the top, the key to Waters. She dribbles around, bounce pass underneath, and threw it away. That'll be Fort Recovery ball, turnover Blackford.
Yeah, we needed Allie early. She had 14 of our first 20 points, but she has, 16 now?
Yeah, 16. Yep, 16 of the 43.
So she has two out of the last 23.
Yep.
So
nice move by Kiki to break that press there. Well, she just can handle that ball well. Crossover move. She's just really good, really poised. It's nice to have a senior running the point. Yeah. Nice crossover move by
One
Kiki.
Time.
Out to
Fort
Camp. She misses that three. Brenna Holman with the offensive rebound. Back out to Grace. Back down to Brenna. Over the top, the key to Paige. Swings it over to Key. Key looks inside. Nothing there. Back out the top, the key for Brenna. She shoots three. That's up in. Oh, just a little too strong. Rebound by Blackford. They're pushing it up the court. They threw the ball away. Another turnover by Blackford. Had a girl wide open. Just threw that a little bit too strong.
Led her too much and a little to the right, but.
Yep.
Turnover number 19 with 3:14 to go here in the third period.
Indians triggering the ball out.
Whoa.
Blackford in the full court press. Fort Camp back to Mara. She's going to bring the ball up. She's going to bring the ball up the court. And Mara turns the ball over. Another turnover for the Indians. Just lost control of it.
Ninth turnover for the Indians.
So Blackford will have the ball out on the sideline here. Indians up 43-16 with 3:06 left to go on the Fort Recovery Insurance third quarter scoreboard. Waters bringing the ball up at the top. top of the screen. Oh, that was a nice play. Nice screen. Pass underneath, but the shot is no good. She got her own rebound. That shot is no good. Brenna Holman with the defensive rebound, and then Cagle reaches in for a foul.
Frustration foul.
Yeah, that was
for
a frustration
her.
Foul, definitely.
Right.
Yep.
Hate to see that, but.
Yep. That's her first foul, the first team foul for Blackford this half. Brennan will trigger the ball in, gets it over to Fort Camp. On the sideline, brings it back to Mara. Comes across the timeline to Kiki. Nice play by Kiki to keep that ball from getting stolen.
Threaded a needle there.
Yeah, yep. Kiki's got great hands. So Indians pulling the ball out a little bit, making the Blackford defense come out. Down in the corner to Paige. She dribbles it back to Kiki.
That's a smart play on the Lady Indians because yep. Blackford always brings two out.
Yep.
So that opens everything else up if they want to go out the hole.
Yep. This will challenge Blackford on the defensive end. So we'll have a reach-in foul on Sydney Morris for Blackford. That'll be her first, team second.
Coming back in the lineup for Blackford is Olivia Lease and Brianna Strobel.
I think we have held those. Not Strobel doesn't have any points. And Lease has three so far. So those are a couple of the leading scores on Blackford. Been held to a few points. So Indians playing some good, tough defense. Kiki's got the ball at the top of the key. Going to pull that Blackford defense out. Spread them out a little bit.
I think Lease might be used to scoring more inside.
I would say she does a lot of dribbling to the hole.
Yeah.
Oh, nice crossover by Kiki.
Oh.
Passes it out to Mara and just through Mara's hands.
I don't think Mara was expecting that one. Nothing against her. It was just things are moving a little quicker than what she was used to.
And Kira did throw it fairly hard, but she should have handled that.
Yep.
But just wasn't looking for it.
Yep. Turnover Indians, 43-16 with a minute 55 left here on the Fort Carey Insurance third quarter scoreboard. Waters brings the ball up the court. Oh, Paige knocked it, but Blackford picked it up. Passes it out top of the key. Moving the ball out beyond the arch. Nice crossover dribble by Lease. Tough shot. Didn't go for her. Brenna Holman with a defensive rebound. Brings it up, kicks it up to Paige. Going to pull that ball out. Dribbles it out. Passes it out to Brenna Holman. Grace Guggenbilla for three from the corner. And that ball, that's good. Grace gets her first points of the night with the three-pointer. And that puts the Indians up 49-16.
She did a lot of that last year in the JV and kind of looking for it.
Nice D
still now.
What happened with that?
That should have been a travel there.
Yeah.
One of the neatest things about watching these girls play defense, and we usually play in a man-to-man, but they are calling out their switches, they're calling out their picks, and they're in their lanes.
Oh, another turnover by the Indians. Bad pass by Paige over to Key on that press break. Maybe just getting a little too comfortable here. So nice dribble drive by number 10, Gracie Lamont for Blackford. And they scores her first 2 points of the night. Indians up 46-18. They break the press down to Fort Camp. Gets the ball over to Mara. Down in the corner to Brenna. 48 seconds left. Back at the top to Key of Key. Looks like they're going to pull the ball out here and, again, spread this defense out.
And to be honest with you, 40 seconds to go in the third period, it seems like it should be the fourth period, doesn't it?
This game's
taking a while. Key goes straight to the hole.
Nice move. She gets fouled, and they're going to call it on the floor.
Using her left hand, that was technically sound. Mm-hmm. That was a nice play.
Nice move by Key.
Looks like some of the young ones are going to start getting some time in for the Lady Indians. Elizabeth Alec's about ready to check in.
Mm-hmm.
It's a third foul on Blackford this half. Kiki to trigger the ball in. Triggers it into Paige. Nice move. And she gets fouled on the shot. Fouled hard there. It was hard that they couldn't not call that one.
Yeah.
I think they're not used to being not allowed to what they were supposed to,
Yep. Sometimes that comes too with youth when you not having a lot of senior leadership and things like that on the court. It makes it a little bit harder to get everybody back under control and have those leaders out there to try to get everybody to calm down and just say it's all right, let's play our game. And
that's a very good point, Suze. Right now it looks like most JV teams, three sophomores and two freshmen.
Exactly right. Yeah,
four Blackford.
Yeah. Nice rebound by Mark Pierce and Paige Forkamp at the Hall Brothers foul line. Hit one of two. And Mara brings down the rebound. Indians pull it back out. Kiki with the ball. Uh-oh. Oh, almost throws it away, but nice job by Brennan to get it back. Back to Kiki. Got 19 seconds left. Paige Forkamp from the corner for three. No good. Little long. Brenna Holman with the offensive rebound. Nice pass to Grace Guggenbiller.
Man.
And that's two for Grace. Nice pass
that
by Brenna Holman.
Great pass.
Beautiful assist. And a nice steal by Kiki. Steal and a bucket. Kiki with another 2 points.
Court awareness.
Nice playing by the Indians here. Good way to end that third quarter. Indians up 51-18 here at the end of three. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Planning for your family's future is important. At Fort Recovery Insurance, we're here to make sure you have the coverage when the unexpected happens. That's why Fort Recovery Insurance Agency can help you find the right insurance coverage to fit your family's needs and budget. Today is the day to bring your family into the fort and make sure they're protected. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance. 888-375-4181.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. At K&L, we know that great choices lead to great results. Get great results this spring with the Great Plains Turbo Max or Turbo Chisel. The Turbo Chisel slices and incorporates residue in the top 8 to 12 inches of soil, while leaving the surface level enough for a single pass tool in the spring. The Turbo Max offers agronomic benefits of both spring vertical tillage and fall residue management with gangs and angle from 0 to 6 degrees. Visit K&L to see how these rugged vertical tillage tools from Great Plains can help your farm this spring.
We're back here at Blackford High School for ready to start the fourth quarter out. The Indians up 51-18 here. That quarter, the Indians were led in scoring with 7 by Paige, 5 by Kiera, 5 by Grace, and 2 for Hope. Just a couple of comments on that quarter. Of course, the Indians playing good, tough defense, but Brenna had a beautiful pass underneath the bucket to Grace for Grace's last bucket, and then Key comes out and steals the ball in the inbound play and puts it in. So the Indians do not let up. That's one of the things this team doesn't do, is they don't let up, and you can't the other teams can't let lapse of any effort any time, because the Indians are coming at you. So Allie tries to get a pick and roll on Blackford and pick up the loose ball. Allie drives to the bucket, and it's good. And she's fouled. So nice move by Allie Vaughn.
Very nice job. And
I think
the only change that the Indians might make here, being up 51 or 53-18 now, is they might pull the press off a little bit.
Yep. I would say we'll see some bench action here.
A couple
soon.
Fresh faces coming
yep.
in.
Yep. So Blackford, 3 subs come in the
Allie will get one at form. Allie gets one at the Hull Brothers foul line, and that can give her a 19, I believe. I'm assuming she's going to make it.
She's going to make it, yep. That free throw is up and good. 19 point for Allie. So Blackford, it looks like the Indians are pulling off their full court press here. That shot's up and no good for Blackford. The rebound knocked out of bounds by Blackford. So the Indians will get the ball.
And right now Blackford has pretty much their JV team in, except for Waters. The rest of those girls were playing all the JV squad.
Full court press by Blackford yet. Brennan's got the ball down in the corner. Need to get it across the timeline.
Got
to Paige, to Key.
Gotta look up.
Key gets it across the timeline for the Indians. Nice ball movement for the Indians there. About took up the whole 10 seconds to get it across.
Yeah.
Little too close.
Time management.
For me.
Time management.
Nice move by Key. Good crossover dribble out to Paige. Back over at the top of Key at Brenna. Swings it around to Allie on the side. Back up to Key.
I would almost say coach is probably challenging them, how long can we hold the ball? You know, that's just something to work on, right?
Right. Yeah.
You'll come into position.
Nice move.
There we go.
Cross, cut across by Hope, and a great pass by, was that Allie Vaughn that passed her that, or was that?
It was Allie.
Yeah, nice pass there, nice moot ball.
Ooh.
Off the ball movement, steal by the Indians, Brenna Holman down to Paige. She puts that ball up, and no good, but got the foul. Nice steal by the Indians.
Well, even a little grin on Paige's face after that one. She knew what was coming on.
Well, the Blackford girl, don't remember her name, was put up
what looked
like a very good shot. Paige blocked it.
Yeah.
At the top of the key.
First shot for Paige from the Hall Brothers foul line is up and in.
What are we on free throws tonight? Any
that
quick count?
Better than we were.
Yeah.
Well, we made our first two. We were better than what we were saying.
You're right. Second free throw at the Hall Brothers foul line is up and good for Paige. So that's our 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11th point. Indians up 58-18 here in this fourth quarter. 6:31 left to play. Indians still in a man-to-man defense. Something that Blackford is struggling with a little bit here. Almost picked up a turnover there. Well, looks like maybe Paige has got a contact issue.
Somebody. I think even number 10, too.
Yep, lost a contact, I think.
I'm hoping it was just a contact. It didn't go off her head.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Nope, she's got blood, I think.
Yeah. Yep. She kind of went off the knee there.
Looks like Paige's got
Waters was moving.
Bloody head.
Yeah.
Let's take a quick break while they clean stuff up, and we'll be back in just a minute or so.
Of the Fort Recovery Public Library would like to invite the public to view the 16th annual Fort Festival of Trees from December 7th through the 30th. Each year, businesses, organizations, and families decorate Christmas trees or wreaths that are displayed at the library. Listening to Christmas music while viewing the trees and wreaths, visitors vote for their favorite entry. Votes are then tallied to see which tree will win the People's Choice Award. The entry with the most votes wins the title of People's Choice Award, and the name of the organization or family will be engraved on a plaque that remains at the library. This beloved family tradition is enjoyed by patrons of all ages. Following the governor's guidelines, you will need to wear your mask and observe social distancing to keep our community safe. Stop by to see the beautiful display beginning December 7th and running through December 30th during regular library hours.
Welcome back to Blackford High School. We're in a little bit of a delay. Paige got popped a little, and a little bit of blood. They're cleaning up. Right now, we think everything's okay, but we're going to be sure. We're going to find out. Brian went into the trainer's room to see what's going on, make sure everything's okay. And if Susie needs to run off, too, well, that's going to be okay. We'll... Joe will have
She's
to,
probably had worse battle scars at home before having two brothers and a sister at home.
Well, she wanted to keep playing there, but then she saw herself bleeding, and she's like, hey, you better do something. Yeah.
Don't take me out.
Yeah, that's right. She didn't holler, cut me, Mickey, or anything like that. So, but we do got upcoming games here on the radio on Thursday night, the girls' home versus Delphi St. John's. I believe that's the second or third MAC game for the
third.
Third MAC game for the ladies. That's on WPGW simulcast with FR Radio. Friday night, boys at Delphi St. John's, Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. That's the first MAC game for the boys. And then Saturday night, they're up at Crestview, WPGW simulcast with that game also.
So, yeah, it's got a lot of things going on. We are, as of now, we do have permission to broadcast every boys and girls game, either broadcast or simulcast, boys and girls. Some years it just doesn't work. And there are a couple on our schedule that may be a problem because we don't get good cell connection at Fort Loramie. I believe the boys game is going to be a WPGW simulcast, so maybe Rob will have better luck than we had. But
I think I'm going to head out here. Looks like she's going to get ready to leave.
Yep. So if Paige is leaving, we'll take care of it here with Joe. So hope everything goes well with Paige, but it looks like it might be something that they can't get the bleeding stopped as quick as they thought. There is a hospital just down the street, so about a mile away. So
Blackford with another turnover unofficially. That's 20 for them on the game. I'm trying to look where Suze was keeping scores on stuff, too.
Yeah, I think she just has our scoring.
Yeah, but that's fine. So the Indians got some young ones in the house. Callie Wendell is in the ball game. She's in there with Brenna, Mara, and Hope. Nice pass. Another layup. Boy, what a clinic they're putting on with their passing tonight, huh, Neil?
That was Vaughn into Hope and another beautiful.
Oh, that was Allie.
Oh, Allie. Yeah, Allie Vaughn, yeah. Yeah, so she... Oh, yeah, so... We're looking pretty good right now. A lot of good things going on. And
even that defensive play right there, Neil, where the girl was coming in, and all they're going to do is foul it, and they don't want to stop the clock, right?
Yep.
So here comes Allie again. She's going to throw it over to Brenna. Allie's setting up the offense. Callie Wendell's going over to the corner. Allie comes off right up for a layup. Ooh, that's not going to go. And Allie gets called for the foul. I believe that might be
her fifth.
Yeah.
I believe. Yep. So I'm kind of looking at this game as the way the Jay County game went for us, we were not nearly as bad as that score indicated until late in the fourth quarter. And Blackford is not as bad as this score indicates, 60-20. I'd say, you know, they are missing shots like we were missing shots on Saturday, and it's just, it hurts when it's that way, and it doesn't make it as competitive a game as we'd like to have, but we today are taking advantage of it like Jay County was on Saturday. So
right,
Mara comes coast to coast in, and she'll go to the Hull Brothers foul line.
Hoop and harm. I was going to get shoot some free throws.
That was nice.
Yes, it was.
Rebound. Dribble down the court, put in the hole.
Now, girls are just playing with confidence.
Yes.
And they're playing loose. They're all smiling. They're having fun, flipping it around. Mara going up for her first free throw. And that's good. So she will have a old-fashioned three-pointer.
Yep.
Looks like Elizabeth Alex now into the game. So the Fort Recovery lineup, Kinsey Garkey, Callie Wendell, Grace Guckenbiller, Elizabeth Alex, and Hope Wendell is the five on the floor for the Indians.
Yep. 4:42 left in the Fort Recovery Insurance fourth quarter. Indians comfortable lead.
And the girls are even, you know, the JVs are stepping in to get some varsity time. And there's nice defense again.
And
Callie
was,
Wendell with
Callie,
a nice steal. Now they got to move it. Oh.
Yeah. They didn't have to call that.
No, that could
they didn't hurt ball. Anything. Yeah, if she had lost the ball, you call it, but that's not one you need to call. There's no need to do that. So
no, and I believe that is Blackford's ninth foul. No, eighth foul on the evening. So Callie's going to shoot 1-1 yet. Freshman gets the hoop. Score now 64-20. Indians over Blackford.
And everything is going our way, just like it didn't go our way on Saturday. Just,
and that one will go in, too. Yeah.
I think halfway in between the terrible and the great tonight, we would win both of those games. But that's not how it goes.
Nope. Indians just, it's almost like nothing they can do is wrong.
Yep.
And there's another good hustle rebound by Kinsey Garkey. She'll move it over to Callie Wendell as Callie ups the court. Blackford with token pressure. Callie with a nice pass in the corner to Grace Guckenbiller out top to Elizabeth Alleg.
Travel. Yep. She took a step before she put the ball down. That's okay.
Yeah. Mara Pearson now in the lineup, replacing Hope. Wendell. And now the Indian starting five is on the bench.
I think, yeah, Grace is in there, but she doesn't start. She plays a lot. Mara also plays a lot, so this is good for us.
Absolutely.
Because our young kids are getting to play against a very good team.
Right.
Much, much better than the 20 points on the scoreboard says.
Absolutely. And that was just a hustle foul there. You could say, why are you stopping the clock? But, you know, she was going after the ball. Nobody gets in undisturbed, right?
Yep.
And I understand that. You don't want to let them go.
Yep.
And the free throw is made by Gracie Lamont. And Gracie is a freshman.
She'll get one more from the Hull Brothers foul line.
And that is up and good.
That's two pretty nice-looking foul shots from a freshman.
It is. She shot a couple of those.
Pretty good ball handling from our freshman, Callie, and she got it tipped away, and Elizabeth grabbed it over to Mara.
So we go into our man-to-man offense, which is kind of a flex. Nice move. Oh, good look, but just a second too late. Steal by Blackford. They're going to bring it down the floor. Nice look.
Yes.
Nice look by the freshman guard.
That was a great pass.
Yeah, and Chloe Wicker, another freshman, makes the bucket. Callie Wendell's fouled, so she'll go back to the Hall Brothers foul line. With 3:05 here to go in the fourth quarter, with the Lady Indians scoring 65 points compared to Blackford's 24.
Yep. And Callie gets to go to the Hull Brothers foul line.
Well, it looks like Paige is walking off now.
Yeah.
She's holding something on her head, so I got to wonder if she cut her forehead.
Yeah, she did. And so it looks like they're going to take her somewhere. She went into probably the locker room to grab something.
Right.
And Susie and Brian will be taking her, I would guess, down the street to the, I can't remember the name of the hospital here in Hartford City, but
I do know Marty Stallman works there as a pharmacist.
Oh, she does?
Yeah, Marty does.
Marty. Pharmacist, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't realize I knew he was started off at Walmart and then went somewhere. I didn't realize he was at the hospital. That hospital pharmacy gig's a pretty good thing. your cousin's wife is at Portland, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Sherry?
Sherry. Yep, absolutely. You know, I just about gave Callie, the announcer's jinx, when I was saying she's showing why she's the KFC winner in free throws. I thought it. I guess that's good enough, because then she missed her next free throw.
I don't think she knew you were talking about her.
I doubt it.
About a free throw thing. You can't jinx her.
No. So good D again. They're going to get a shot off Callie with a rebound. She's pushing it up the floor. Holds it off. Gives it off to Mara Pearson. Mara Pearson goes up the right side. Nice look at Grace Guckenbiller. Grace with a pump fake. Goes up. She's going to miss it. That's pulled down by Blackford. Long pass down the floor. Whoop. And she did save it. Nice move. Elizabeth Alleg up to Mara Pearson. Mara Pearson over to Kinsey Garkey. And that's not going to fall. What did I knock over there, Neil? Okay. We got a freshman guard coming up from Blackford. Wipes. She's going to go right to the hole. We almost got a little open gym thing going on right now, Neil.
Yeah.
Okay, the Indians are going to slow her down. Mara Pearson walking the ball up the floor. She's just hitting the mid-court line now.
Minute 40 on the Fort Recovery Insurance fourth quarter scoreboard.
Throws over to Elizabeth Alleg. Elizabeth drives, throws the shot up. No good. Mara Pearson with the rebound. Mara with the basket.
Nice. She's
Mara got now nine. Has 9 points.
She's played maybe a total of a quarter and a half. She goes strong.
She does.
Man.
Mara pretty much has one gear. Yep. Oh, nice long three-pointer for Blackford. That brings the score now to 68-27 with 1:13 to go here in the ball game. Blackford's still on their four-court press. They're not backing off from it. Here comes Mara. Nice pass to Grace Guckenbiller. That's not going to fall. Grace gets her own rebound, and she's going to put it in the hole. I believe that's Grace's 7 points now for Grace. So Mara with 9, Grace with 7, Callie Wendell's got 3, and we got 50 seconds left to go in the game. Kinsey Garkey with a rebound. And I think they're going to call travel there. I'm not for sure.
Yep, Indians comfortably ahead here, couldn't lose this game, but Blackford is still, you know, they're in a teaching mode. Let's do some stuff. Let's try some stuff. This is a great spot for them to try presses, to try this defense, that defense, this offense, just to see what they can do with it.
And here we go. Mara Pearson with the rebound. She's going to take it at the hole. And it's good. Mara gets double digits, probably for the first time in a varsity career.
Coast to coast twice.
These JV girls that are on the floor right now do a really good job. Elizabeth Alleg is always hustling.
Yep.
I mean, they all do. It's good. Good to get them time. And that's great that the coaching staff is doing that because this is their future, right?
Yes, it is.
Elizabeth Bob picks the pocket there. Ooh, that's going to go in. And that's our ball game. Our final here from Blackford, Fort Recovery 72, the Blackford Bruins 30.
We'll be back right after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Simplicity snow throwers can handle anything winter can dish out, and K&L Tractor has them on sale. Tough and powerful. They carry the quality and craftsmanship that is synonymous with simplicity. There's no better time to buy. With prices starting as low as $449 and special financing available, you'll be ready to take on whatever winter has to bring. Simplicity snow throwers, now on sale. K&L Tractor, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hey, boys and girls. Santa will be in his house in Fort Recovery every Saturday from 11 to 1 until Christmas. And he'll also be there every Thursday evening from 6 to 8 through December 17th. Be sure to ask Mom and Dad to take you to see Santa before Christmas. The Girl Scouts have done a great job of decorating his house in Van Trees Park, and Santa will be there to visit with all the girls and boys in the Fort Recovery area. Evening hours are 6 to 8 p.m. on Thursdays through December 17th, and he'll be there every Saturday from 11 to 1 through December 19th. Stop by to see Santa in Van Trees Park this year. He'd love to see you there. time to eat, and you don't have time to make supper. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274. Everybody can get what they want, whether it's their great sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, or their awesome pizza. Just call them and they'll get it ready for you, then just drive through and pick it up. And it's time to start thinking about reserving lanes for a holiday get-together or birthday party. And don't forget their awesome pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. They open at 3 Monday through Thursday and 11 a.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Be sure to put their phone number in your phone so you can call them with one touch. 375-4274. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun.
We're back here at Blackford High School, and joining us now is Coach Holly Gann. So what do you think about tonight?
Obviously, we came out and we were ready to play. I thought we set the tempo of the game early. We were composed early. We had discussed, and obviously in the locker room we discussed that they are fast, and they were going to come at us. And you saw that through. It didn't matter if we were up or we were down, or if it was in the beginning of the game or if it's at the end of the game. You could still see on the rebounds, and every time they were ready to press, they were ready to be right up on us to try to see if playing us fast today was going to get us to turn the ball over. I would probably say that our turnovers are pretty low, if I had to guess. And if they were higher, it probably went towards higher and towards the end of the game.
That's them. And they had right at 25, and I kind of quit keeping score in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, so that's exactly what we wanted to do. And, you know, we didn't do anything defensively, anything real crazy, but Page Four Camp did a nice job on their best player, Walters, number 3. And then Mara Pearson came in and did exactly what she knows she's supposed to do. And I thought she had a great game defensively as well as offensively for us. And then obviously we just played on a lot different cylinders. But, they didn't have answers for us, did they?
You mentioned tape a little bit beforehand, Coach. And I had said to Neil and Susie when she was up here that it really looked like you guys knew their offense. You were in their passing lanes, and we were just quick for them.
Yeah, I mean, our pressure defense tends to be difficult for lots of teams. And this team especially, we knew that there were going to be some guards there that we could cause some fits. And a lot of it was just us being in good defensive position, showing the help side when we needed to. You know, offensive boards were a problem for us there. Second quarter, we were letting them get a lot of second shots, so we talked about it. At halftime, we all started checking out a little better, and we took care of that one little bit of weakness. I felt like we could adjust right on the spot. So, yes, film is there are some things that we definitely can grab from that film to be able to prepare for a team like Blackford.
And shooting really well early didn't hurt anything, but it looked like we were taking the extra pass to get layups a lot.
Yes, we were. You know, and that's hard to do, especially in a game like this, right? Everybody wants to look at the box score and see that they get the 20 points or the 25 points of a game like this, but you know what people don't get to see, COVID included, and you know everything else going on, is that we were playing some unselfish basketball. And so when we start to play that unselfish basketball, everybody gets to win in those type of situations. So ball movement was there. We were patient with what we were trying to get. We worked on some offensive sets there towards the end a little bit, trying to get some individualized things that we have been working on. And so obviously as a coach, I'm pretty happy with our performance, and just ready to start preparing for Delphus on Thursday.
Absolutely.
Did anything that happened tonight, anything that we did that you want to talk about, was it things we were trying out for Delphus, or would you prefer not to to let people
you
know that?
I think a lot of it just is coming the same. You know, obviously, G County slowed us down a lot, and that zone is definitely something we're focused on. Blackford ran a zone there, but as you could see, it wasn't hurting us as much because we took control of the tempo of the game today. With Jay County, we let them control the tempo of the game by that zone that they put us in. So obviously with Delphus, they're going to run some zone. They're going to run some full court press. They're going to do it all. And again, Neil, I'm sure you went to Delphus in the Vatican, like I said last year, and they held that ball. And that would be the first time that I've ever had that experience in my career. And that was not one I necessarily would ever want to do again. So
what do you want to do to coach them up on that?
You know,
if Delphus comes out that way again, plays Jack Albers ball. I mean, from my area, right? When Marion would just flat out hold it.
Yep.
They're happy to score 21.
Yep. And that was that. That was the game last year.
Right.
I think we just have to have positive, and we have to reassure. You know, one thing I do know we have, being around these girls for the last year and a half, is that we could finish. And so in a game like that, we had every reason to stop. The refs were definitely not on our side. We missed every bunny known to man. But you know what? These girls know how to finish when it gets tough, and they don't quit. And so those are some great qualities that these girls just possess. They're not coachable all the time. That's just something they get to do, and I get to enjoy every single game.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner.
Sorry about that. Wasn't trying to do that.
So
it happens.
I think
that's just life.
I think Harold had a question, but we'll save that.
We're trying to do a phone in. But you know, when it's all said and done, we're just happy to be playing. And for today, you know, normally we have some checklist items, but today it's just go out and play. You know, we're trying to. Expectations are high for everyone. We want to win so bad, but you know, when it's all said and done, we just have to go out and play our game.
Yep.
And when the girls are smiling almost the whole game, they're laughing, they're moving together, they're hitting their passes, they're playing their defense, you know that they're having fun. It almost became, and we mentioned it a little bit, an open gym.
Absolutely.
Just because they were having fun and going playing ball, and they knew where to be.
And they know, again, that unselfish basketball. It's just everybody knows their job, and they bring that piece of the puzzle, and that piece becomes a picture, and you kind of get what you get for tonight. And so pretty proud of the girls, and that's definitely what we need to be able to do moving forward.
Yep. Well, we appreciate your time. Appreciate you talking to us, and good luck on Thursday, and I hope we just play. We get to control the tempo against Delphus at home.
So. Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
You bet.
See ya.
Yep. We'll be back right after this and do a little chit-chatting and wrap up right after this from Hastings Auto Sales.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. With the winter weather rolling in, don't forget to stop by and have your windshield wipers replaced. Also, with the Christmas right around the corner, get that hard-to-buy-for person a gift certificate for a full detail at Hastings Auto. This includes wash, wax, interior shampoo, and your engine degree. Give us a call at 419-375-4617 here at Hastings Auto Sales in historic Ford Recovery, Ohio.
This is Joanne Glenster from The Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks.
Sorry about that. We'll get back to our sponsors in just a minute. While we're here and with our little technical difficulty there, Joe, you want to go over some of the stats or something like that?
Absolutely. I think a big part in kind of what we've been talking about was the Indians' defense forcing turnovers. Unofficially, like we said, we're most stuff that we have I had Blackford with around 25 turnovers compared to the Indians' 10. And that's a huge point. And I think we also really out-rebounded them.
Yes.
I don't have numbers, but to me that was obvious that our girls were hitting the glass. We were taller than them. We were quicker than them. And I think it's
stronger.
Yeah.
And Hope Wendell was strong rebounding and offensively. She was... She was a force, and I love to see that, because you know that's not really her spot. That's Whitley's spot, but
it was next lady up.
Yep,
she stepped right into it,
and she's not afraid to do that. She was aggressive. She was doing exactly what she needed to do. She's volleyball and basketball. She's extremely smart. She knows what's going on.
She knows the game.
Yep, and that's really good. Any other stats you want to kind of point out? Or
Just a quick game recap. You know, the Lady Indians came out and they just stepped on it. At the end of the first quarter, they were up 17 points, 20-3.
Yeah.
The next quarter, it's 32-10 at halftime, right? So they still outscored them, but they weren't hitting some of the shots they were in the first quarter.
And we weren't really, really pushing, and we weren't able to get all the steals because Blackford was taking a little better care of the ball. So
right, and then we come out in the third quarter, and that's when they really opened it up.
Yeah.
It was 51-18 after three quarters.
Yeah.
And at the end of the third quarter, we had two – two steals, two buckets within the last 4 seconds to get up.
Yeah.
And you can see it really just took the air out of Blackford Sales.
Yeah.
And then we ended up winning by big 74-30.
Yep. So let's take another quick break here, and we'll be back and wrap everything up. And, again, the Indians, I don't have they took the score off the board pretty quickly, but it was
74-30 is
yeah,
what I
somewhere
had.
in that area. Yeah, it was a big win for the Indians against a team that was a lot better than the 20 or 30 points they put on the scoreboard. Noticeably better than that. Things just didn't go well for them. Back in just a minute.
With power and versatility, the Kubota M7 tractor is built for hay and forage work. Up to 168 horsepower, superior loader lift capacity, easy-to-use controls, all-day comfort, and your choice of a 30x15 semi-power shift or Kubota variable transmission. The M7 tractor. Built right, built ready. Talk to your hometown Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
It's time to eat, and you don't have time to make supper. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274. Everybody can get what they want, whether it's their great sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, or their awesome pizza. Just call them and they'll get it ready for you, then just drive through and pick it up. And it's time to start thinking about reserving lanes for a holiday get-together or birthday party. And don't forget their awesome pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. They open at 3 Monday through Thursday and 11 a.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Be sure to put their phone number in your phone so you can call them with one touch, 375-4274. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun.
We're back here at Blackford County High School, where the Lady Indians scored a decisive victory over the Lady Bruins. Some of the things coming up Thursday, girls will play at home versus Delphus St. John's, and you heard Coach Gann talking about how that went last year and hoping we can do better this year. I think we won that one, but they gave us problems. I know they slowed everything down really, really slow. So then Friday, the boys go to Delphus. That Thursday game will be on WPGW, and we'll simulcast that broadcast. So all the games will be on Fort Recovery Radio if you want to do the computer app thing, but it'll also be on 100.9 FM. Friday, we'll be doing the it'll be the Fort Recovery Radio broadcast from Delphus, and that's our first MAC game. And Saturday, the boys will play at Crestview, and that will be a WPGW simulcast. So we appreciate you listening. For Susie Fortkamp and Joe Kanapke, thanks for listening. We'll see you later on this week.
Listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.